Timmy Dwyer's got a good run around 7-2, Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do, and on Thursdays we do it twice. We'll give you the thoroughbred version and then the greyhound version. They want a piece of the pie, and why wouldn't they? It's been a raging success through season 2020 with a little bit of a lull in recent times, but
we're going gangbusters. Suggestions still playing we may have got ahead of ourselves.
Ah, never.
We may have got ahead of ourselves after that rich vein of form.
Well, we did have an issue yesterday. We had the best horse in a three-horse race, and it came last. As part of our investment yesterday with the Mar Eustace Yard of Anders. Did you see the race, the three-horser?
You know what it was? It was a race.
It was a race. It was fascinating. Our man Troy Corson's getting the chocolates there yesterday.
Remember my dad used to always say, in a small horse field, it becomes a tactical race, and invariably the favourite gets done.
Yep. I didn't have the same
got a
ping.
Race.
Didn't see the ping from Anders yesterday that we saw up in Sydney for the, was it the San Domenico? Can't remember. And where he dominated proceedings from the front, didn't get to the front very easily at all. So we couldn't even get Anders home yesterday at $1.40 in the early mile. So there's pressure building. There's pressure building.
There is. No pressure for Daniel Lumsden, though, because he's one of the great track managers.
That is true.
And he's dealing with a lot of rain at the moment down in the area of Warrnambool. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How much rain have you had in recent times? Because my understanding is, anyway, there's been a stack of rain, not so much in the last couple of days, but over the last few weeks.
Yeah, for the month of October, we've had 110 mil already, so we're tracking along pretty well to hit our monthly average.
Bloody hell.
110 in 15 days. Gee, so how does that affect your track preparations for today?
We were lucky enough that the rain was far enough away from today's meeting that it did cause a major problem, so we've come up with a soft six today.
Soft six? Penetrometer?
Of six.
Right on six?
Right on six.
We've never had a right on six.
No,
this is exciting.
We haven't. Well, that's good. Rail position?
Rail's in the true.
Rail in the true position. Well, there you go. That's soft six, 6.0, true. Thanks for coming.
No worries. Thank you.
See
good
you
luck,
soon.
Dan.
Have a good day.
Have a great day down there at the ball. Dan Lumsden, the track manager there. Soft six, penetrometer six. If the rail was out six, that would have just been nice.
Yeah, you think you could have just done that once you realised. Sixes.
Yeah.
And then we'd back race six, number six.
Correct. We don't have a competitor in race six today with our trainer. Dan Bowman's been good enough to join us. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Three for you today, and the first one is in race three, number three, so it's not 6-6, it's half of that. 3-3. Kalili Ace, who's looking to break its maiden status, was ninth on debut at Donald a little while ago, and then 16 days ago was fifth at Swan Hill, but four lengths off them. Up to 1,700 from the 13 today. Is this sort of where we're headed?
Yeah, she had to go back to last at Swan Hill and made a really good run. Coming down the outside, flashing home where it was a hard day to make ground, so it was a good run. If she can produce similar today, out and trip, I think she should be really competitive.
So she licked the bin dry after that win at that run at Swan Hill?
Yeah, she came home. She lives out in the paddock, so she had to contend with a little bit of rain, but that didn't bother her. But she's really improved since the run and gets her chance today.
Okay, well, that's good feedback for Kalili Ace. So race four, number 14, Rees Reward jumps from gate two. First up today, he's only had the one start prior to this campaign. Now it's a reward for effort. Philly, what are your opinion have you got of Rees Reward?
She's come back bigger and stronger. She just had the one run as a two-year-old just for a bit of experience. She can run well, but I would have thought there's a bit of improvement in her. She's quite a big, strong filly and takes a bit of work. So I would have thought she could run a nice third or fourth today, that she'd be hard to beat second up.
All right, we'll keep an eye on Rees Reward second up. And then race eight, number 10, your last one, Early Plea, out of barrier three. Been a very good little gelding for you. He has three starts, one win and two placings, and a win on Swan Hill on resumption, what was that, 34 days ago, suggests that you might be able to go again.
Yeah, definitely. He's a nice, speedy sort of horse. He's still a bit new and green, does a little bit wrong, but a good race today from a good barrier. Should be able to just land in behind the speed and get his chance down in the weights, I reckon. You know, he's probably better than this sort of grade, but he still just does a few things wrong that can bring him undone.
Righto. So with that being said, Dan, which one's your best today for the dollar punters out there like me?
I thought clearly Ace might be, you know, a few of the others there have had a few chances to win their maiden and haven't. The favourite's first up, coming off an Oaks campaign as a three-year-old, so I thought we might have the fitness edge on it, just whether we're good enough. So I thought for each way punters, she's probably the best chance.
Right, so $10 in the early markets at tab.com.au. You'll get some good value each way as well. We wish you the best of luck and appreciate your insight today, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Dan Bowman with us today. Race 3, number 3, Kalili Ace. $10.
He likes the value. Mind. Dan likes
good.
To
That's
give us
good
value.
From Dan. Mm. Very good. Just keep an eye on early play, too.
Win.
Well, that's the thoroughbreds taken care of. Let's get to the dogs.
I'm looking forward to catching up with Kayla Cottrell. You've got Big Joe.
Hopefully she just begins safely and we get a clear run and, yeah, she should be up there.
Big Joe pulls away, beats a gallant Dr. Mammoth.
Here's the Early Mail. For detailed form guides on every Victorian Greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
What a real highlight, Daniel, for Robbie Testa to be on the promo for the Early Mail.
Yeah, he's been waiting for that for years.
I mean, Rob's been calling Greyhound races, in fact, races in general for 50 years, but this would have to be a real highlight for him.
He reached out about that, and he couldn't be more pleased about being a part of it.
We're talking to Brendan Purcell today. Brendan is actually the reigning RSN Sandown Cup trainer.
Well, it is.
So Bronski beat one earlier this year. Brendan, hello and welcome.
Yeah, how you going?
We're going well, thank you. Do you reckon you're going to find us a winner today?
I'm going to struggle, I think. I'll do my best, but I'm going to struggle.
Well, at least you're being honest. It's a bit of a setback, but at least you're being honest. Let's get straight into it. In race 6, you've got a dog called Waldorf. What can you tell us about Waldorf today?
Yeah, he's been going well. He's won his last three, and his confidence is right up. First start over the long trip, 700, so we've still got to really see if he can run it out. Out of my three, I think he'd be my best, probably even just each way chance. But I'm hoping that he can run the distance. If he can do that, his run home finds have been pretty good at the Meadows over 600, so he's given indications that he will. But it'll just be a wait and see sort of the first time over that distance.
All right, so that's Waldorf in race 6. And then we sort of thought that might have been your best, but you've also got a couple of others as well. Sheik Sights in race 2. Now, she's undefeated over two starts, so do you think you've got a good one here?
She goes okay. She's got real good box manners and good speed. Needs to strengthen up a little bit, so we're just going to give her a few 500s to see if that happens. She's drawn box 7, which is not always 7 and 8 at Sandown. You know, they're hard boxes, but she does get out well. If she can get out and get across and get in front of them, a little bit of a mix-up behind, there's no doubt she could pinch the race. But we'll just have to sort of wait and see with her too.
Okay, so that's She Excites in race 2. What about in race 1 where you've got Eagle's Nest Egg?
Yeah, he's hard to tip because he's actually a nice dog, but his trials were really good before we raced him, and he's been very disappointing. Like, he just hasn't worked it out. He's very puppy. He hasn't worked out what he's got to do. So if he ran up to his ability, I'd say he would win. But yeah, he's just been very disappointing all his runs, really.
All right, so Waldorf is your best in race 6, you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say each way. Yeah, going.
Each way. All right, now, the Tab Melbourne Cup's only 43 days away. Do you think you've got one that might be in the mix come Melbourne Cup night?
Oh, we'll have a go, yeah. We've got former fours there as soon as that class of dog. Not outstanding dogs, but yeah, we'll definitely put them in the preludes trying to get in, and you've got to try and get into it, and then you never know once you're in it.
All right, we'll follow you closely through, Brendan. Thanks for your time today, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good stuff, Brendan Purcell there, race 6, number 6 tonight at Sandown Park. Sorry, race 6, number 2, Waldorf, is 5.50 in the early markets, fixed at tab.com.au.
You know what we're doing? We're getting all these new terminologies to get our head around, and one that really stood out today was Box manners.
Box manners. Yeah, I like that. I like box manners. No, that's good.
Hadn't heard that before.
No. That makes sense, though. Makes sense. Now, there's been an issue. There's been an incident that we need to bring up with Brad Johnson. We need to bring it up with Jono, who's going to join us after the news, Johnny Bowden. I don't think you'd be happy, Adam. It's suffice to say, I don't think you'd be happy. I'm not saying anymore.
What, don't tell me. I hope it has nothing to do with King of Swing.
Anymore, but there's been an incident, and we'll discuss it after this.